correct problem every time you turn the radio on, join Colt Reynolds for the Shooting Bench here on the Just Measures Radio Network for the most politically incorrect firearms information program on talk radio.
I heard your teeth chatter from the cold outside. Saw the bullets open up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, cause you couldn't help it all. But you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central.
The folks thought he'd call a great victory ball, but he asked the band to play the song Dixie for you, Johnny Reb, and all that you believe, comes you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Well, American man.
God bless America.
Just
you're tuned into the Just Measures Radio Network.
That's the fact, Jack!
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love it.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and it's a good time. Oh,
all we want to do is pop you up.
I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on
several months of doing this and played a couple here and there, and I got to looking, and darn, there's just a whole bunch of them there that we have cheated ourselves out of, so we're going to listen to them tonight. And we're going to start out right here with Mel Street.
Yes, I know I'm late
getting home tonight.
Can supper wait?
I guess I've lost my appetite.
Coming home,
I thought I'd stop and have a round.
And in this bar, I heard someone speak your name. And that's how I met a friend of yours today. Introduced myself, and you should have seen his face. Oh, what a shame. I met a friend of yours today. Please don't cry, woman, 'cause it's much too late for tears. Yes, I'm sorry too, 'cause it hurts after all these years. And ain't it sad a love like ours should end this way? And all because I met a friend of yours today. Ain't it sad?
What's the 4th of July without a few fireworks here? We had to spice that up just a little bit. We had them right here in the living room, and Mrs. Shooting Bench is not very happy right now. No, just kidding. She's still in California. She'll be on her way back tomorrow, and she'll be back in all of her splendor Monday for you. She's been trying to listen to the show. She's been having some computer problems out there where she was at, so. She may be in here with us tonight. I don't know. But anyhow, I don't know if you guys heard the story. I wonder where Pumpkin Cat and Iowa Cat is tonight. We're missing the kitty committee. But, and I thought it was going to require the use of lethal force there for a little bit. And believe me, I wanted that to happen. But I figured if I wanted to stay married, I better exercise some degree of restraint. But I was trying to get this goat out of the chicken pen where the rabbits are and the chickens are, and he got in there and messed everything up, knocked the feeders off and all that stuff, and I was going to try to just run it out, and it wouldn't run out. It run right past the gate and run back into it, so I went to grab it, and about the time I'd grabbed for it, it turned just faster than I could turn loose of it and swung right into a fence there. And this piece of wire or something there that caught my thumbnail right in the center, split it down the middle all the way to the bottom, yanked that out, pulled it out, and I had but a tiny little piece of skin on there holding it together. so that now half of my thumbnail is gone. And needless to say, I was less than impressed when this happened. It was an ouch for sure, Minnie. No kidding. Wait a minute. I think I messed that up. Let's try that again. And it's still not working. Hang on a minute, and I'll see if I can fix that. 007, don't give it away. I forgot, you probably saw it last night, but well, there wasn't very many people there. So let's see, what in the world is happening here? Let me try this one more time. Here we go. Let's try this. Yeah, this one will work. Yeah, you click on that and you can see how that is ripped away there. And I can assure you, I was not even a little bit happy. And so after it, had a Band-Aid on it for a while and got the bleeding stopped and everything, it looked even worse than that. And I've got a deal here. Where'd it go? Here we go. This will be the last one I'll put up there. This will give you an idea of how much of my body's missing right now because of that goat. And that goat is going to be delicious, I can assure you. So there you go. There's the saga of Cope's thumbnail there. Okay, let's listen to some Cal Smith while we're absorbing all.
We know there's no way of making other ties on us unravel and unwind. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, and today's the day the first installment's due. Rest of all my days, I'll wonder why the Maker mismatched me and you. But there's so much to consider, like my wife and little children who need and want my love just like you do. Now it's time to pay the fiddler, but before we pay the first last final tune, well, it's time to pay the fiddler, and there's naked sorrow dripping from your eyes. Unrestrained and unashamed, we love each other. Now we've got to leave it lie. But I can feel my hands a-trembling as I circle the blur, pull his magic bow across our heartstrings just once more. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, and today's the day the installment's due. For the rest of all my days, I'll wonder why the Maker mismatched me and you. But there's so much to consider, like my wife and little children who need and want my love just like you do. Now it's time to pay the fiddler, but before we pay the fiddler, let's ask him to please play one last final tune.
I don't know why Cal Smith thought that the name Cal Smith was any sexier than Cal Schaffner. He was born Calvin Grant Schaffner in April of 1932 in Gans, Oklahoma, and was raised actually in Oakland, California. and went on to become a one of the greatest country stars out there that there was. He started out with performing at a little cafe in San Francisco called the Remember Me Cafe when he was 15 years old. But right at first he wasn't too successful with that. Had a little problem getting going. Throughout the 50s, he wasn't able to continue his music career at all, so he did other things, driving a truck, and even rodeoed and busted horses for a while. And if you guys remember, there was a show, well, you probably don't remember, you may remember some reruns of it or something, but there was a pretty popular country show back in the day called California Hayride. And it was a deal that was not unlike, what was that, Hee Haw, you know, something like that, where they had a bunch of stars come on and stuff. It was back in the mid to late 50s. And he went from there, and he started playing in another band and came back to San Francisco. Why, I have no idea. In 1961, he started, Ernest Tubb heard him playing at the band, and after an audition, he hired Cal Smith to play guitar for the Texas Troubadours, if you can believe that. What an honor I think that would be to do that. So a lot of the time, maybe most of you haven't heard or knew that some of the guitar playing from Ernest Tubb's 1960s stuff was actually Cal Smith. And his stage name started to catch on after he released his first solo, I'll Just Go Home, in 1966. And then he actually got a crack at the Billboard charts with his second single, and that one got him a lot more recognition. The second thing, the one he put out, was The Only Thing I Want, and I'll have to go back and see if I can find that one. But anyway, that's a little bit of history on Cal Smith, and I hope you guys enjoy him as much as I do.
He bought 300 acres 10 miles south of town, a drifter who decided it was time to settle down. There was no sea he had not sailed or sky he had not flown, and the only place he had never been was a place he could call his own. Broke the soil and planted seed, but the land refused to yield. And the loneliness he felt at night was the kind no man should feel. Till a woman came into his life, a daughter of the soil, a bride that he could stand beside and ease his daily toil. And he called his kingdom Jesus' farm. The land grew rich and green. And his queen, and the wind blew sweet each night time as they lay in each other's arms, and all things good grew on Jason's farm. When the summer sun had finally gone and the harvest time was near, Jason's pretty Mary whispered magic in his ear. Then Jason's laughter filled the land, and his soul began to sing. And he boasted of the sun his wife would bear him in the spring. And all things good grew on Jason's farm. The land beneath the skies turned as green as Mary's eyes. And he felt the child grow strong in Mary's womb against his palm. Things good grew on Jason's farm. Now the Lord gives and he takes away, and to all men this is true, and most of us accept it and we learn to live it through. Now God gave a child to Jason, an extension of his life, but in doing so he traded the child for Jason's wife. Crops are rotting in the field. Jason's fault.
Just a night. We can't go on like this. It isn't right. When that lonesome feeling comes, bold angel to ease the pain once more. To someone else. I love my borrowed angel. I just can't help myself. That ring on her finger don't belong to me. But she loves me, and I know she'll save some borrowed time for me. Love, she'll save some borrowed time for me.
Rights at Risk, Me Too. I love that song. And I don't think Cal Smith does a song that I don't like. But, you know, when people talk about country music, even the older country music, that Cal Smith's name just doesn't seem to come up as often as some of the others do, and he's got lots and lots of songs. He wasn't a one-hit wonder. He didn't just do a handful of songs and disappear. He was around for years and years, and I don't know why he just doesn't seem to. And I know lots of people that, but earlier that was Mel Street on that one. Mel Street would have done as probably as many songs or more. He died at an early age and didn't quite get to carry on with his career. But he's like Cal Smith, he doesn't do a song that I don't like. I've got everything that he does, and I love all of them. Matter of fact, there was, lost my train run off the track here again. Maybe I'll think about it while Wanda Jackson sings this old original version of Silver Threads and Golden Needles from 1956. Good year, 1956, by the way.
I don't want a lonely man with a chill in every room. I just want the lame to play your cheating game. Faded gingham, where love is a sacred thing. You grew up in silk and satin, where love's a passing game.
That's one of those songs that everybody out there has done at some point. That was Wanda Jackson. The next one to do it, she did on that song. The Cow Seals, Dolly Parton, Springfields. One of my, aside from the Eagles, one of my favorite most recent versions was the fine looking little Linda Ronstadt. Looks good and sounds good. Linda Ronstadt, I think that's, I don't remember if that's the most recent version or if the Eagles is the most recent version of that, but pretty much everybody's got a guitar done that song at some point or another. But Rights at Risk, you're right, I really like a lot of Skeeter Davis's old songs, and it's a shame that, it's funny how those of us that were raised with that, how our tastes are so much different. You know, I listen to some of those old songs, even Webb Pierce, and maybe it's the memories that makes me like them more than the fact, because Webb Pierce, as far as I'm concerned, is not a great singer, but I really like to listen to some of those old songs that he sang. I didn't like most of Willie Nelson's stuff. I didn't like his voice, but he had a few in the old days that I liked. Amy don't like a lot of this old stuff here, but I guess since Amy's not here, well, I will just have to get along without her and do our best here.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous woman.
There's a waltz for you.
Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are? Standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yes, that's my bottle. And yes, that's my glass. And I see your eyeball in this pretty young lass. It ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me. And we don't need no snub, and he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning.
The Lord knows I'm sinning.
And sinning ain't right. Me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight. Goodbye, Mrs. Johnson. You
self-righteous pity. I don't need your preaching, and I don't need your pity. So go back to whatever you hypocrites do. And when I talk to heaven, be nice and I'll put in a good word for you. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
The Lord knows I'm drinking.
And running around.
And running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning.
The Lord knows I'm sinning.
And sinning. Me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight.
Another one of my favorites, one of my several favorites of Cal Smith. Writes, we talked about Skeeter Davis a while ago. Tell me what this song was the sequel to, or the answer to. Hang on just a minute here. This is from 1962.
Right now, we're going to prove.
Oh, wait, you're going to give it away, right? No, I'm not going to let you do that. We're going to have to do this a little bit differently here because I don't want you to give it away. By golly, that's Billy Walker right there. All right, we're going to hang on just a second here. There, Amy's having sound problems. She's trying to listen but not having much luck. So, all right. All right, Rights at Risk, here we go. Let me know what this song is a sequel to.
You say that you're fallen, but what can I do? You want me to help you, but I'm fallen too. I know that we're wrong, dear, but when I'm with you, I can't help you, darling, 'cause I'm fallen too. You belong to another whose arms have grown cold, but you must keep the vows, dear, although they've grown old. You can never be
I knew you could get that right to risk. Get her a boyfriend a t-shirt there. I knew she'd get it right. All right. There, where should we jump to here? Got lots of stuff lined up. How about, now here's an old, you going to go back to 1941? Okay, I can do that. I was 45.
You left me and you went away. Said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you've left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two, walking the floor over you. Oh, pick it out, steady on my mind, the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two, walking the floor over you. Oh, do it pretty, son. Now someday you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for, and it won't hurt you to cry. And I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
All right, that one goes way back. Minnie, how come the song, the lyrics amaze you sometimes? I want to hear this story. And I have no idea where you're going with that, so I want to hear what your thoughts are on that. There's a lot of ways that could go. I'm interested in that. Since we're on a roll here, I think that we're going to catch another Ernest Tubb before we get away from that, just because it kind of caught the bug. I really liked Ernest Tubb. I like Ernest Tubb and Bob Wills both. They had kind of similar styles in a way, some of the things that they did. And I was a big fan of both of them.
When we dance together, my world's in the sky. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storm. My heartaches and troubles, oh, month that you come and view, waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charm, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Yeah, Minnie, I don't think that a whole bunch of those people didn't write their own song. I think that probably the reason lots and lots of those old country songs were very, very sad, some of them even tragic, but I think it was the thing of the time, I guess. You know, you look at some of the lyrics of the songs now, where everything is drugs and even murders and killing and stuff, especially in a lot of the rap music. So I think every genre has its own thing that sells it. And country music, honky-tonk music, is primarily about sad stuff. I mean, cheating and whatnot. And that's what sold music back then. I don't know if it was anybody's intention to be that sad all the time. But I don't even... Now, I have been in a condition a few times where some of those sad songs really, really tore me up. But for the most part, unless there's something on, something else going on in my life, well, for the most part, as sad as some of those songs may be, they still remind me of happier times. I still like the music. I like the, I never could dance worth a damn, but I always liked to try. And a lot of this stuff would just remind me of partying and being with friends and driving, you know, out in the woods or whatever. And you know, regardless of how sad they are, they still remind me of a great time in my life.
My favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Lefty, and there's B-24. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before. Play an E.T., and I'll play 'em some more. Yeah, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. All my neon neighbors, they like what I play. 'Cause they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replay, so B-24. 'Cause every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. Every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before. Playing E.T., I'm gonna play 'em some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I said, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor.
All right. I agree, Minnie. There's a lot of those songs have a tremendous amount of emotion and tell quite a story. Hey, 007, outstanding. All right. Well, I hate to, well, I'll tell you what. I think we'll wait one more song for a break while she's in the mood there. We better catch one more. I was going to slow or fast. Let's see. How about this one here? Get up close there. Get your belt buckle all polished up there, 007. Here you go. Here's one for you. Nice and close now. Oh, yeah. I wish Amy was here.
I'm drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find. Having a fling with a pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Guilty conscience, I guess, though I must confess, I never loved you much when you were mine. So I'll keep drinking champagne and feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find.
keep having a fling with a pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. So I'll keep drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind.
Hope Reynolds at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on Just Measures Radio. Don't miss it. Join Cope for 2 full hours of political incorrectness, current events, gun talk, and so much more.
Join us every Sunday for the Medic Shack.
The Emperor has been expecting you.
With your host, Chuck Hudson.
You know what the chain of command is? It's the chain I go get and beat you with till you understand who's in command.
Cat Ellis.
You're having far too much fun at my expense.
And our producer, Jacob Hudson.
Who is this genius?
Sundays, 7 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on the Just Measure Radio Network.
Hi, this is Amy Reynolds inviting you to come see what it's like living way out here, new on Just Measures Radio. We'll talk about cooking, canning, gardening, and homemaking, along with storytelling and nostalgic journeys to yesteryear.
Join Amy every Monday through Thursday morning right here on Just Measures Radio Network for Living Way Out Here, 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. Don't miss it.
What I wouldn't give. In that old far away, I pack up the kids and go for the day. And there's this and their grandpa.
Allahu Akbar,
Allah. I ask like that, Haji.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Corp Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench, here on Just Measures Radio.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me
there. All right, we're back. I guess we can take one break in an hour there. 007, tell Mrs. 007, you're quite welcome. I'm glad she found something that she likes there. I was mostly doing Cal Smith tonight more than anything else, but that Vern Gosden song kind of spoiled me. Vern Gosden, he was a lot older than I thought. He goes back a pretty good ways. He was 75, I guess, or so. He died in 2009, and I wish he'd have started a little later and lived a little longer. He sure had a heck of a lot of good songs.
You say your mama called and you must go. She's down in the bed and needs you so. You don't know if you'll be coming home tonight or not. But honey, ain't yours every night. Could it be you wear your clothes too tight? That you don't seem to hear or see a thing I say or do. Then I know there's nothing I can do for you. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. This ain't my first rodeo. You're telling me lost your wedding band. Somehow you say it slipped right off your hand. And when I ask about those boxes back there by the door, you say it's just some old things you don't wear no more. I didn't make it all the way through school. May not be the Einstein of our time. But honey, I'm not dumb and I'm not blind. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. Honey, this ain't my first rodeo.
You have got to love Vern Gosden. I like just about every song he does. He's got some good ones.
You've been making your brags around town, that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see is a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city. If you don't want to go to this city, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a send my baby to saint, 'cause he ain't that, he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to this city. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough, and I'll show you what a real woman.
Just got a message from a listener here that it seems like somebody broke into a house not too far from here. So heard this on the and the deputy's on the way, so we may be hearing what happens here before the end of the show. I hope it all works out. I hope they don't kill the damn dog is what I hope. But right now it's going well for the dog and the owner. Not so much for the bad guy, but that's funny right there. I don't care who you are.
I got up this morning, and while I was having my coffee, my woman came in and sat down by my side. With tears in her eyes, she said, "I've a confession to make." And I said, "Woman, speak what's on your mind." She said, "I found somebody new to take your place." I said, "Don't feel so all alone. I found someone of my own. You know those lonely nights when you left me all alone. Oh, my new love would call and comfort me on the telephone." And I said, "Darling, if that's the way it's gotta be, oh, sweet woman, don't you worry about me." She said, "I found somebody new to take your place." I said, "Don't feel so all alone. I found someone of my own." I got up from the table, I reached down and wiped the tears from her face. I put out my cigarette, turned and walked away. She said, "I found somebody new to take your place." I said, "Don't feel so all alone. I found someone of my own." She said, "I said, don't feel so all alone. I found someone of my own." She said, "I found somebody new to take your place."
A little more Cal Smith there. We're not done yet. We've got some more before the night's over. What are you doing, 007? You emailed Liberty Safe, suggested they mass produce a ton of simple safes to sell to the border safes. Only a good deterrent. If there's a story in print, send it to me. I'm not sure what you're trying to do there. You emailed, suggests they mass produce a ton of simple safes to sell to the border safes. Well, I'm not sure what you're saying there. I'll have to ponder on that. Maybe you can clarify that for me a little bit. Right at risk? No, that didn't relate to my life either, but I've always loved the songs. Like you said a while ago, you or many, one or the other, talking about the beat and everything. It's not necessarily the lyrics that makes us like those songs, but if you listen to all the lyrics, we'd probably all go out and commit suicide. Just listen to it for good dancing music and stuff. It's okay. But let's see here. You know, we did one Loretta Lynn, and I'm sorry, Wrights, that you're not a big fan, so I won't play any more, at least not after this one.
Well, I was born to call miner's daughter.
Listen to that again. Wait a minute. Listen to that again. Listen to what she says. I don't know if it was intentional, but I've heard my whole life I've wondered about this ever since this song came out. She said, I don't know if she's truly that much hillbilly or if she's just trying to make us believe she is or what, but she said, I was born a coal miner's daughter. Like past tense, born. I don't think there is a word called born. But she was born a coal miner's daughter. Check it out.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Bandleer coal mines. All day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light. And everything would start of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. Except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
It Right the wrist says in the holler, that was probably a word. Not too late, said it's a word in Kentucky. I'll bet it is. Glad you're in here, not too late. Haven't seen you for a while. Who else was in here? Well, it looks like they just left, and that was M1. Haven't seen him in here for a long, long time. He was staying quiet and just listening, I guess. But anyway, I'm glad you guys could make it tonight. You know, there's a lot of things go on in the country world out there that we don't associate. We don't put the two and two together sometimes. A lot of you may not know that Roy Rogers used to sing with the Sons of the Pioneers. And another person that sang with the Sons of the Pioneers for a long time was Ken Curtis. You remember Ken Curtis? Ken Curtis was Festus on Gunsmoke. Ken Curtis could sing.
Ken Curtis.
Love to the ground, lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind, no way to go but I'll find. Trail will wind, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night has gone that a new world is born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. A new world is born at dawn. I'll keep rolling, tumble.
There you go, Ken Curtis, Festus, off of Gunsmoke. There was, he's got a hell of a voice. I like him. He's singing by himself. He kind of spiced up a couple of songs where they didn't sound quite in there at the same time. I don't know, but anyway, there was quite a few guys singing. I never knew, you know, growing up, I never knew that Andy Griffith sang so well. I never knew that Jim Nabors sang the way he did. You know, there's a lot of things I know Jim Nabors did, but. There's a lot to be learned, I guess, on Liberty Lounge.
Every night you go to bed crying, there's to do when love is dying. So before the whole world knows how it hurts you, don't you think it's time we pull the curtain? Oh, many times you try fight the feeling. I guess we try and fail once too often.
It's sad to think that words could come between us. And what I said, God knows I didn't mean it. It's time we realize this time it's over. It's tearing us apart to stay together. And that just about does it. Don't it? That'll just about kill it. Won't it? Maybe we should call a truce. We could.
Great Vern Gosden song. I guess all of his are great. They're all good ones. But here's another one that you may not have known about that was a TV star primarily. Didn't know he was a singer. And that would be, and he did some of the same songs that Festus did, Ghost Riders in the Sky and some of those popular songs. And most of his songs told a story. I guess ballads is what you call those. And that would be Lorne Greene. Who was Lorne Greene? You remember? He was Ben Cartwright.
They lie in boot hills all through the West. The outlaws, the gunslingers, the Billy the Kids,
and worse.
Say a fellow like the coward that shot Bill Hickok in the back. There's always one like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints. But every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo,
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo.
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east, and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the west they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo. They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo. Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo. Shone down with an eerie light and cast its beam on the lonely night. Shadows danced, a fluttering breeze stirred dead branches in the trees. The land lay waste, a chill in the air was proof that disaster had struck there. The moaning wind and the glistening snow seemed to whisper, Geronimo.
Geronimo.
A train of settlers left one day from somewhere way back east, they say. A song in their hearts and hopes unfurled to build a life in the western world. Husbands, wives, kids by the score, smiling faces, dreams galore. Future bright, but soon they'd know the ominous name, Geronimo. Storm clouds gathered a few weeks out, and then came a spell of want and drought. Sick with fear, they lost their way. On their knees, they began to pray. And prayers were answered. A guiding hand showed the way to the promised land. The wind moaned to let them know the man who is known as Geronimo.
Geronimo!
A curl of smoke on a distant hill, a sign of peril ignored until they suddenly saw with gasping breath their doom was sealed by the hand of death. For there on a stallion sat their fate, filled with a deadly savage hate, decked in war paint all aglow, the warrior chief, Geronimo. The settlers' wagons were wrecked and burnt. Men were killed wherever they turned. Nary a woman or child was spared. Those alive stood shocked and scared. The nation mourned this carnage act, could hardly believe the terrible fact that tomahawk swinging, arrow and bow was the work of a man called Geronimo. He appeared one day at the stockade door, finally brought before the law to stand his trial. The verdict he got, come the sunrise, he'd be shot. The same moon shines on the lonely night, and now it shines with a peaceful light. But should you listen to the falling snow, you can hear it murmur, Geronimo.
Geronimo!
There you go. There's another Lauren Green song. I had never heard that one either. I just dug that one up. Thought I'd try it out. But as per usual, it was another story, another ballad. And here's another guy. While we're on a roll here, I thought of another one that was a movie star first, and was a singer also. And he didn't do a lot of songs, but you might remember him if you've seen some reruns, or if you're at least as old as me, you might remember The Real McCoys, or a little bit more recently would have been The Guns of Will Sonnet. This is Walter Brennan.
How old was I when I ever seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and Well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, a busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. He'd say, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine, crops is dry. Down near the end, Mom said, son, you know old Rivers died. Sitting here now in this new plowed earth, kind of find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now, one of these days, I'm going to climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me.
He did a few other songs. He never was wildly popular, but there's, I guess, like I said earlier, I think it's the nostalgia of some of these old songs. I remember that song from when I was a kid. I'd heard it several times, and it kind of stuck in the back of my mind, and it was years and years and years before I heard it again. And finally, me and my cousin were in a beer joint down in Houston, Texas, or Beaumont, no, in Houston. And that song was on the jukebox, and by golly, we played that thing over and over. It had been so long since we heard it, we thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, we got about five more songs to do, come hell or high water, whatever time it is. Nobody follows us, so if we run over a little bit, well, I'm sorry about that, but right on, yeah, the hippie come out in you, I see that. There, we had Wanda Jackson a little earlier. Here's another one by Wanda Jackson I always liked pretty well.
Right or wrong, I'd be with you. I'll do what you ask me to. For I believe that I belong by your side, right or wrong. Gotta be. Thank you. away. For I believe that I belong by your side, right or wrong.
Wanda Jackson was back there about the time Cutie Wells and some of those other ones were so popular there. Amy's trying to listen. I saw her come in there a little bit. I think she's in the chat room. She's just having a hard time listening. I can't figure out because I know where she's at. They have incredible Wi-Fi. Jeez, I've never seen anything like it. I felt like I worked for NSA or something. Didn't know they had stuff that good and that fast. So I'm not sure why she's having a problem. I need to kind of figure out what, if I can help her figure out what that is before this happens again. And happy Independence Day to you too, sweetie. Glad to, by the way, in honor of Independence Day. Why go out and pay for fireworks? You can get them right here on Liberty Lounge. You see that one? Wow, look at that. Gee. I bet the kids are loving that one. It's all the pretty colors there. Oh, never mind. Radio. All right, stop now.
Last night at the party, you say a new love taking my place. I haven't seen her in some time. She don't even cross my mind. Time has passed and I don't love her anymore. But was she wearing the ring that I gave her? Is she still the same sweet girl she used to be? Did she let him hold her tight? Did she stay? It doesn't matter, but did she ask about me? Did she dance with her head on his shoulder? Did she laugh at the jokes that he told her? Are they making any plans for the future? Are like me, will he be just her memory? Was she happy and gay, or did the drinks make her that way? It doesn't matter, but did she ask about me?
Another Cal Smith, did she ask about me? That's kind of like that one we heard about a while ago. It was what the heck was it? It was a Mel Street song. I met a friend of yours today. It's exactly the same theme there.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do.
Independence Day to everybody out there. There's Independence Day is one of those several holidays that disgust me the way people celebrate them. They should be visiting graves or talking to veterans or doing something. But they find it as time. That's time to get drunk and go fishing. It's like, you know, have some of the other holidays, Veterans Day and everything else. But nevertheless, Independence Day, a lot of people call it 4th of July. I catch myself doing that sometime. It is Independence Day. And that is the proper way to address that. Okay. We got two left, and we're going to ease on towards the door. We're going to have our time just about right here. I changed my mind. I got to slip one more in here before our grand finale tonight. I like these guys a lot. had to change gears and throw that in there tonight. I hope you all enjoyed the show tonight. It'll be up on podcast before the weekend's over. Podcasts are always clear and usually don't have any skips in it and everything like sometimes you experience, especially you guys with the slower internet. But anyway, had a good time. I enjoyed it. A lot of good stuff there. A lot of old stuff that I really, really like. So I hope you all have a great weekend. Happy Independence Day. Remember what it's about and what it's for. And we'll see you Monday morning with Living Way Out Here. I'll produce that show for Amy. Usually I have to pitch in and put my 2 cents worth in every now and then for something, but Amy does a fine job with her show, and it's popular amongst a lot of the folks out there. And I'm going to download or upload some of her shows tonight right after this.
Chew your ass out all day long. rolling along in my Chevrolet, talking on the number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left route. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that muzzle.
Okay, that about does it for this week's edition of Liberty Lounge. I thank you all for joining me and staying up late with me. I'll see you again Monday morning with Living Way Out Here on Amy's show at 8 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Thursday, and back again Monday night for the Shooting Bench. Y'all have a great weekend. Thanks again for joining me. Bye-bye.
I bet you like your heads are on fire and your asses are catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had the gravel flying, rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
Thank you.